Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. Lee Houston here with my brother, Greg McCray. How you doing?
I'm fine, little bro. How you doing?
I'm good. We are, I think, a week from tomorrow, away from the Rumble. And I think, hopefully, it should be pretty good. If you chosen to pick it.
My pick right now, really up Bobby Lashley. Big E winning the Royal Rumble. Bobby Lashley, the help of Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar, setting up that main event for Royal Rumble.
Interesting. I'm it's strange enough. I've been all over the place with my picks, but it'd be interesting if it came down to the Mysterios.
I think he's gonna be a taller, Randy Orton type body type once he really develops his body style. A Randy Orton type of body with a great material boosting, which I believe is gonna be real good once he really, really gets.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. The Royal Rumble is a week from tomorrow, and by the way, it will be April 29th. At the Dome of St. Louis, on Peacock, of course, that begins our bumpy yellow brick road to WrestleMania. Yeah, but get to WrestleMania, you gotta go through the Rumble, and it's gonna be a long bumpy ride. So get settled in, buckle up. It's gonna be a long ride. Yeah, sure. Well, I had this on my mind. I'm gonna just go ahead and talk about it. You remember Ken Shamrock?
Yeah.
All right, this is my problem with Ken Shamrock. This is my problem. When everybody knows back in the day, he used to get in his zone, you know? And he's in his zone. He's uncontrollable. That's cool and all. But when the match is over with, it's hard for him to snap out of it. Yeah, man, I know. Oh, yeah. I remember one time in the WrestleMania. It happened a couple of times. It happened at the Royal Rumble. I think he wrestled in the Rumble. It happened at the Royal Rumble. It happened at WrestleMania. It's after the match. It's after the match. And he was still in his zone. And he couldn't come out of it. He's attacking, I believe it's him and The Rock. And he's in his zone, and the match is over with, and he snapped The Rock's ankle one time.
He's one of the ones who I felt should have been a WWE champion, but they never pulled the trigger on letting him carry this company. I don't think they really trusted him to carry the company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe that was
really
great
news
for him to have as WWE champion.
By the way, a few accomplishments, WWE accomplishments. He's a King of the Ring winner. Well, actually one of the most, if not the most forgotten King of the Ring winners. One of them was Ken Shamrock. He won the, I believe it was 1999 King of the Ring. No, 98 King of the Ring tournament. And they crowned him the Monday Night on Raw for the coronation thing. Yeah, 98 King of the Ring winner, former Continental Champion. He came to us from UFC. I first saw Ken Shamrock. They were building up WrestleMania 13. I want to say 13. Well, Shawn Michaels, Steve Austin, in a submissions match. And who knows submission more than, at the time, Ken Shamrock. So they built it up. At WrestleMania 13 comes, it is Bret Hart, Steve Austin, submissions match. In the end, Stone Cold Steve Austin is bleeding, not because of the sharpshooter, because something happened early outside the ring. And in the submissions match, you keep going until somebody taps out or passes out. And so, Bret Hart put Shawn Michaels in the submission, in the sharpshooter. Bret Hart put Steve Austin in the sharpshooter, excuse me. And Austin would not tap out. He refused to tap out. Well, he passes out. And Bret Hart still got that thing locked in. Ken Shamrock was the referee. He had no trouble to call the match. Technically, Bret Hart technically won, but then he didn't because Austin never tapped out. And he kept the thing on. Hart kept the sharpshooter on. Ken Shamrock, I'm trying to remember here. Ken Shamrock did best he could. And used the waist lock to get him off. That's our first introduction of Ken Shamrock to WWE.
Yeah, Ken Shamrock was the original wrestler to use the ankle lock. Mm-hmm. The ankle lock as a great viable wrestling move. And it wasn't years later until I actually see it applied.
Oh, yeah.
Man, wow.
And speaking of Austin, I saw on Facebook the iconic picture of Austin and Mike Tyson. I had to school the young folks. Because let me tell you what happened. Why is Mike Tyson in the ring? Let me tell you. After the 1998 Royal Rumble, Mike Tyson, Vince Rod Mike Tyson, he's going to be involved in WrestleMania. At the time, no specific role, he'll be in WrestleMania. Steve Austin comes out. What in the hell is Mike Tyson doing in my ring? Wait a minute, chill, ain't the time for this, chill out. No, hold on, wait a minute, you might be the baddest man on the planet, and you got your beat of the lives locked in on the world's toughest SOB. Since you understand English, I was carrying a little sign language, so here's to you. Flips off Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson gets offended. Pushes Austin. All hell breaks loose.
I heard Mike Tyson was the baddest.
Yes, sir.
Until he met Steve Austin.
Right. And later on, as WrestleMania unfolds, Austin's going to WrestleMania to face Shawn Michaels. Where does Mike Tyson later on? Seemed like he would form an alliance with DX, with D Generation X, the original DX, with Shawn Michaels, Triple H, China, Road Dogg, the New Age Outlaws, and everything. And at WrestleMania, everybody's questioning Mike Tyson. You know, can he call down in the middle? He was a ring enforcer. The ring enforcers, if they have to, they get in the ring for the pin for the official count. Ring the bell, somebody submits. So, if he has to get in the ring, can he call it down the middle? Because he's lately been aligned with DX at the time. And, of course, I believe it's Mike Chioda, the referee, got knocked out. Mike Tyson comes in the ring. And Austin does his thing, wins the match, and celebrates with Austin. So, it's the famous pitcher. Shawn Michaels said, what's this? You're supposed to be with me, man. You're supposed to be on my team. Austin rips off the DX shirt Tyson had
and he's wearing the Austin 316 shirt. Sean said, wait a minute, hold up, you're supposed to be me, man. And he confronts Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson knocked him clean out.
With his famous left hook.
And said, knocked him clean out. Shawn Michaels has the distinction of saying he got knocked out by Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Yes, sir, man. It's good. I think as we go to the future, I think we're going to be all right, man. The Royal Rumble is basically, here's how it works. Two guys start the match. Every 90 seconds, somebody comes in, and we're going to keep going until the ring is full. We have all 30 people in the ring. The last man standing, or the last woman standing, I say women's match, last man or woman standing is a title shot at WrestleMania. What if, it's probably may or may not happen, but what if women's Royal Rumble match, we get the return of Ronda Rousey?
Oh, bro, that would be so great. Oh,
yes, sir, man. Back, I remember 2018. I want to say 2018 World Rumble, 17 or 18. It was Oscar who won the women's match for the Royal Rumble. Okay, you get to choose between Alexa Bliss, or you get to choose between Charlotte Flair. At the time, so she about to make her decision. By the way, the winner has up until WrestleMania, the fallout of WrestleMania, well, up until the build-up of WrestleMania to make a decision. So she's about to choose. And all of a sudden, you hear Joan Jess, I don't give a damn about my reputation. And guess who would come out to the ring? The baddest woman on the planet, Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable giving her the name Ronda yet. She got to earn it for me. I think of her. I think I call her Ronda Rousey. I think of Roddy Piper and her brother going to cry. So for me, it's Ronda Rousey. I ain't ready to give her the name Rowdy yet. Anyway.
Roddy Piper gave her
the
name.
Yeah.
Left her with it.
Yes, indeed. But I feel like if I do that, man, thinking about Roddy Piper, I'm going to cry. That's a different story. Anyway, Ronda came into the ring. I like how they did this. Not a word. She didn't say a word. She about to shake Oscar's hand. Oscar said, nope, not today. And she's pointing WrestleMania sign. I'll see one of y'all at WrestleMania. Before, that wasn't meant to be. But eventually, Ronda Rousey will win the championship.
Man, the first person who actually started that was when Triple H came back from injury. Undertaker was in the ring.
That's how you do it right there, man. At the Royal Rumble, anything can happen. Anybody can show up. I mean anybody can show up. I would be surprised if all of a sudden in the men's Royal Rumble match, they're battling out. You hear the glass breaking. It's Austin. Open up cans, whoop asses on everybody. Well, we're going to see, man. Anything happen at the Rumble match. And I do believe the week of the of WrestleMania, our Hall of Fame ceremony, I would like to see in this lifetime or sometime soon. I'll be an old man by then. I would like to see the greatest. Happy belated birthday, by the way. The greatest Muhammad Ali in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I would love to see that. I would love to see him go in the Hall of Fame along with the Undertaker.
Oh, yeah. That'd definitely be possible. That'd be awesome. Batista. He had turned it down. He had a conflict schedule. The week, the same time and day of the Hall of Fame and everything. So hopefully, that's the only reason he got turned down. He had a conflict schedule, but hopefully, he'll accept the Hall of Fame induction soon.
I believe, hopefully, that Undertaker will be inducted this year because his wife is going to be in the Women's Royal Rumble match.
Mm-hmm. Sir, man, it's going down. By the way, today's episode brought to you by Back Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. If you drive trucks, you have a CDL license, they'll know that, and you can get paid. Back Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. Speaking of delivery, one people cannot deliver, in my opinion, is this new product of NXT 2.0. I gave it a chance. I don't like it at all.
They rush it too much. You have basically all new people there, and you basically like you're pushing out what we love, what made us love NXT.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically pushing out the black and gold instead of, you know, gradually, you know, changing. You want to just push, you know, push them out the way, give us these new people, and that, you know, really build them up a little. I like Braun Breaker. I love him. I wish he would have had a little bit more seasoning in the ring. Allow us to see him grow in the ring and stuff. Enjoy him finally making it to NXT as NXT champion. You don't have nobody who really, to me, outside the old people that was in Black and Gold, who can really challenge him now. But the title, which we're going to be seeing right now from whatever the name of the group is, from the old Black and Gold, former Cruiserweight champion, coming to challenge him. I mean, come on now. I'm with you on that, bro.
You know, like, I don't like nothing about NXT 2.0. I don't like the set. I don't like the changes they did for the crowd. I don't like how it was designed. I don't like none of that.
No, right, what's going on.
And then on top of that, once they got rid of William Regal and Matt Bloom, it's over. It's dead.
Uh-huh. I'm not even liking how they changed some of the black and gold that's still there. How they, you know, when Vince get his hands on NXT, he, when he brought him up, he didn't use them right. Finn Balor, okay, he was great as the original Universal Champion. Now, I'm sorry that Seth freaking Rollins hurt him and he ended up losing it after getting up after. But to me, like anybody that, you know, they had the up a belt, you know, for injury, and when they come back, let them, you know, get the ring once off, and then they deserve a run with that belt.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it's not their fault that they got injured. Sometimes, it, you know, if it's an injured phone person, okay, I understand it, but no, like, he deserves a run with the Universal title.
Man. That dude was champion for 24 hours, man. He had no choice anyway. And Arn didn't look good. So he had to give it up. He won the title that night. And the next night he had to surrender it. That's messed up.
And then they put the Universal title on Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is just
Yes, sir. I want to give a shout out right quick on DirecTV right now. New Japan Pro Wrestling. Shout out to you. They're broadcasting right now. I'm not familiar with New Japan, but it'd be nice to go to a show if they can ever come to Texas, you know? I think it was at New Japan. Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega. Yeah.
So that version,
you know,
kind of
title,
it built
a beautiful. Yes, sir. By the way, Jericho is technically a 12-time Intercontinental Champion. The last title, even though it's not WWE, almost technically counts. I remember one time them in their match, they're doing the count out. There goes to 13.
Yes.
Over here, we used to the 10 count. They get 13.
Great move that came to us, to WCW from New Japan.
Yes, sir. Oh man, that's cool. By the way, I was on my mind, wanted to tell you, 3 hours before WrestleMania of this year, you can party with the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Get the information for you. Let's see here. Party with Ric Flair. Let me just pull it up right here. I believe if I have the information right. Hang on a second. Okay. It's the official pre-party, April 3rd. That's a Sunday, April 3rd. Hang on a second here. What you call it? Alright. There it is. Yes, sir. It's the pre-party, 3 hours for WrestleMania. Special guests. Diamond Dallas Page, Jake the Snake Roberts, Kevin Nash, $99. Wow, isn't that, hey man, go ahead, go for it. $99 at Bull and Tails Co., 816 North Collins Street in Arlington. I believe that's right across the street from the arena, I'm not sure. You gotta bring your own chairs, your own stuff. But you can park Ric Flair. Parking's not included in the ticket. And you can bring your own stuff. We'll post the information on our Facebook page to party with the Ancient Boy 3 hours for WrestleMania. It starts at 3 o'clock, ends at 6:30. And the court WrestleMania is at 7, so I believe. 3 hours before WrestleMania. Once again, gets our Diamond Dallas Page, Jake the Snake Roberts. Maybe we might bring Damian. So look out for that. Like, for real, look out for that. At Kevin Nash. You can get all information at VIPSportsGateway.com. By the way, I'm speaking to Jake Roberts. I'm taking you back to I believe I was born in this year, but I was a wrestling fan to 95. It was on Superstars 92. So Jake Roberts finishes his match, and he calls out the Macho Man Randy Savage. God bless you. So he calls out Randy Savage, and there's two things holding you back right now. One, your suspension. And two, you hide behind the dress. Oh, snap. He call you, he pull Randy Savage's punk card. You going to sit there and take that? So I'm Randy Savage's like, okay, you talking to me. Okay. Goes in. And right as he goes in the ring, Jake the Snake Roberts pulls out Damian. And all hell breaks loose from there.
Ooh. I was just in awe, shocked. I was speechless for, I don't know how long, just speechless. Just one of the times we had to close your mouth shut.
And Damien's like, I despise snakes of any kind, big, small, alive, dead. I despise snakes. Damien is Randy Savage got in the ring. He's tapping the ropes. Roberts pulls out Damien. Damien took a nice big chunk out of Randy Savage. I believe his right arm. Took a nice big chunk out of Randy Savage's arm. And Jake's trying to take the snake loose. He ain't letting go. Now, it's the thing, Greg. Check this out. Earlier that day, Randy Savage went to, this is hilarious. Randy Savage went to Jake Roberts. I'm going to do a horrible Randy Savage voice. Hey, we got to work tonight. That snake of yours, is it fixed? Hell yeah, it's fixed. Well, let me see, you know. I that's a horrible Randy Savage. I know it's horrible. The voice is horrible. But anyway, they pulls out Damien. Now, let him bite you. I want to see this. I want to see. Okay. Now, this dude is crazy. You want him to bite. Now, it's one thing to get bit, but you want to purposely have a snake bite you just to see if it's fixed. So, Jay Roberts sits down. Let Damien bite him in the leg. Now, don't take nothing. Don't take nothing. Just sit there for a while. Yeah. Jay Roberts tells the story funnier and better than I do. That's a horrible Randy Savage voice. Jay Roberts tells it better than I do.
You know, our older sister, Macho Man Sandwich, was her favorite wrestler.
Uh-huh.
Anytime she heard his music or heard him talk, she'd come running to the TV to watch him. When I say she literally was crying when that happened, I had to console her like she lost her best friend.
Right.
I was talking like, all I could do was pat her on the back and like, I finna say it's gonna be all right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as much as we love going down memory lane here, we got to cut it short. But we'll have Greg on very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, WrestleMania tickets are available right now. Before we get to WrestleMania, we got to go through the bumpy yellow brick road for the road to WrestleMania. And it starts with the Royal Rumble. A week from tomorrow, live on the Peacock. On Peacock. Hang on, excuse me, 1 second here. Live from Peacock and in St. Louis, Missouri. January 29th. It's going to be awesome. We'll see you guys next time, everybody. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, bro.
All right, man. Love you, man.